You're listening to episode 54, brought to you by Canvas People. For a free 11x14 canvas, go to canvaspeople.com and enter the code LOVELY. You're listening to Cultivating the Lovely with me, Mackenzie Monroe, from cultivatingthelovely.com and Bold Turquoise across pretty much all social media, and
Jordy McKenna from jordymckenna.com and wisehouseoils.com. And today we're going to talk about our experiences with skincare and makeup,
which are pretty drastically different because Jody has never been a big makeup gal and I have always worn makeup. But we thought it would be fun to do this podcast right now because next month in the Patreon group, our self-care focus is all about skincare and makeup. So we thought it'd be kind of fun to have two kind of opposite ends of the spectrum in the makeup world and how we've both changed our skincare and makeup routines over the years. And yeah, we just thought it'd be fun. So Jody, what is your makeup and face care routine story?
It's really funny because this is actually my very first year. I am a baby in the makeup world. So I like to say for 40 years, I never wore makeup. But then I realized when I did say that, that's like saying I would wear makeup as a baby. But it sounds, the story sounds
that better, or you're just really old.
Right. So the story sounds better if I say I haven't worn makeup for 40 years. But that all changed this past summer. But I grew up really as a tomboy. And so I think that's why my husband, you know, really liked me when we were dating back in high school, because I could talk cars, I could talk sports. Like, I would be out there running and playing and things like that. And so, like, that was good. Life was good. And I just never got into the makeup world. And I think part of it was I did not like walking through the department store because it just smelled really, like, it was really strong smells for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I just, you know, unfortunately, my mom let me get a subscription to Cosmopolitan when I was a little girl. And, you know, like, I think I saw, like, I didn't feel like that was authentic what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. And there was something that rubbed me the wrong way. And so I had this like false idea of makeup and what makeup should be used for. And then I got crunchy and had kids and stuff like that. And I mean, like, you also need to know, I think all I had on for my wedding day was even just mascara, nothing else.
Wow. And
yes. Like, I was hardcore. Like, I am not doing this makeup thing. And really what it was just an insecurity because I had no idea what to do with the stuff, like none at that point. And I thought, well, I'm too old to admit this. And so I'm just going to be like, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to be tough girl. No, I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
So that all changed this past summer. We took a family vacation out to Utah, and it happened to be during the Young Living Convention, which Young Living's a health and wellness company. And the big reveal for last summer was Young Living introduced a makeup line that was non-toxic and chemical-free. And, like, everyone, like, we were in this big stadium, and there was, like, this roar of female voices. Katy Perry would have been proud. Like, I mean, seriously, like, they were like, makeup! Everyone was so excited. And I am literally, like, they're standing up. I am literally sitting in my seat thinking, Oh no. I'm going to have to learn makeup and I don't want to. Like, you know, like, I know oils, I know supplements, I know how to do all the tweaks for your body. And I didn't want to be the makeup lady.
Yeah.
Because we used to have a makeup lady come to our house, Frida. And Frida would, you know, put like, oh, I got stories about Frida, her car for starters. Anyways. Frida would always come and like put everything out on the table. And I was like, I'm not going to be that woman. I just don't want to be the lady who delivers makeup. And then my husband reminded me, Jody, this is Young Living. Like, you don't deliver products to people. They order them because you're teaching them how to take care of themselves. I'm like, oh, right. So I don't have to learn. I don't have to learn at all.
Yeah.
So excited. Well, then I get this message from Young Living saying, hey, we're giving you a free makeover, so you need to schedule it. And I was like, I think I'm getting heart surgery the rest of the time here. Brain surgery, no brain surgery, and I will not be able to go. And Brian was like, Jody, this is going to be fun. Come on. And he was intrigued by this. And so I went and got my makeover, and we even did a Facebook Live. I decided to be big, bold, and brave, because I'm always telling people in our oily community, do big, brave things, like be daring, like go out of your comfort zone. And so we did this big video of me getting my makeup done and my daughter watching and all of this, and they even did my daughter. And what the cool thing was she could get her makeup done because the makeup is so safe and non-toxic. And so I was okay. And this is what I love about the way the Savvy Mineral line, which is what it's called, is that they focus on that inner beauty on and bringing out how the Lord made you, and really cultivating that, cultivating the lovely inside of you and accentuating that with the makeup. So it's a very, very natural look. I mean, you can make it like high glamour and do contouring and stuff like that, words that I just learned this year. And there's different ways you do that, and you end up like doing a wet brush versus a dry brush. But I loved that I was okay with her even getting this makeup because she knew that it was only to accentuate how she already is, and just bringing that out, and it gives you confidence. And I love that. It's not about the glamour. It's about really being confident in who you are and how God made you. And so we had the makeover. My husband was like, oh wow, bow chicka wow wow. He was like, and I was like, you don't love me without makeup. He's like, no, I do. He's like, but you're acting more confident. You're acting like you feel pretty, and I always want you to feel that way. And that's what I love seeing. I love seeing that confidence in you. And hearing that made me realize, okay, it's not that he thinks I look prettier. I'm actually acting different because I do feel sparkly. And it goes into that whole self-care, which we'll probably talk about later when you ask me what I'm cultivating. That, makeup for me was an aspect of self-care and taking care of myself to actually look my best, to feel really good. So that is how my makeup routine started. Like, I actually bought the entire line so that, yes, and I have my caboodle. I learned what a caboodle was. You know, put all your makeup in. I have my own caboodle. And I actually, on the way home from Utah, we stopped in California and I did a class. And then when we got home, I did another class. And I've probably done more makeup classes than I have even supplement or oil classes since we've been back. And I've done videos. And what's neat though is taking these women and loving on them and showing them how amazing they are. And then the byproduct is let's just have fun with your makeup and see what works and what doesn't to help you feel better and more confident. And it's so neat to be able to offer someone something like a makeup that actually detoxifies you as you wear it. Like, that's what I love. Like, the ingredients really help bring out, like, if you have toxins, then when you take it off, like, you're literally taking them off your body. Like,
That's
it's
amazing.
really cool. The makeup just absorbs things and then you can just wash it off.
Which,
So
if
I
you've
love.
worn conventional makeup for any length of time, your skin probably does need a lot of that detox, and this makeup can actually help you do that.
Now, I just taught a class last week and that was really fun just to share my story because there are a lot of women like me who just feel awkward with makeup and feel awkward with, kind of wanting to look pretty, but you don't know how to do it. And I don't know, it just that whole girl world, like it's like, what is that? And you think it's like this club. And like, how do I get into the club? And I realize there's really not a club. But it's just being, trying it and being, okay, well, that doesn't look right. Just take it off then. Like, it's that simple. So it's been really, really fun and neat. And that, especially some of the teens that are in my son's co-op, it's just so sweet because they're like, oh, Mrs. McKenna, you're wearing makeup today and it's so pretty. And some of them have even been to my class. And so it's really neat. And they know that there's a safe, chemical-free thing that they can use that their mom's okay with, and they can feel special and sparkle. So,
I love
yeah,
that.
that's my story. It took 40 years to get here, and I'm having fun wearing makeup. In fact, I have makeup on today. We went to church.
Woohoo.
I don't wear it. Well, I almost wear it every day now.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
quite the transition.
I know, right?
I love it though. And I think what you were saying, like about helping women learn how to use it and be more confident with it, that's one of the things I'm most excited about with us focusing on it in March in the Patreon community. Because I'll get into more of my story with makeup in a second, but it's basically the complete antithesis of yours. And I really love makeup and have always loved makeup. I thought about becoming a makeup artist. Like, I love all the different variations of it. So I'm so excited to be able to bring videos for people who are just getting started with it and kind of like, okay, this is how you're just going to do a basic 5-minute face. But then we're going to do other videos of like, okay, you want to punch it up a little bit? This is what you can do if you want to take it up to the next level to kind of give people like their daytime look, their nighttime look, if they just like finding what they're comfortable with. So much of our Patreon stuff this year is really figuring out yourself. And I mean, January, we focused on all the stuff about what does self-care look like personally for me, because it's not going to look the same for me as it does for somebody else. And it's the same way with makeup. Like, you have to find what's comfortable for you, what actually gives you that confidence and doesn't make you feel like you're putting on a mask or you're trying to be someone else, but just helps you to be a better you. And I'm just so excited to be doing more of that and offering that to women who either have already done makeup, but just maybe been stuck in a rut for a while or never really got that good foundation. Like, I love being able to share that with people. It's so much fun.
It is very fun. And the cool thing is, I know we were going to talk about this a little bit, but what's neat is in March when you guys really go full blown, like people could actually try it out because Young Living's releasing a kit to actually start. You don't have to buy the whole kit and caboodle. You can actually get your own for just what you want. So that's exciting.
Okay, ladies, I want to take a minute to tell you about today's sponsor for the podcast. But before I dive in, I want to ask you a question. What do you do with all your photos? We all have a ton. I know that mine had to just start sending to the cloud because my phone was maxed out with photos. In fact, there are so many photos on my phone that I rarely actually see what's on there. But out of all those crazy numbers of photos on my phone, and I'm sure on yours as well, we all have our favorites, right? Those ones from a certain vacation or a holiday photo, or when you just happen to capture the perfect lighting at the park of one of your kids. Have you ever done that? And you're just like, oh my goodness, I need this somewhere where I can actually see it other than in the archives on my phone. And for those favorite photos, you've got to check out Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite photos on Canvas for really unique, beautiful prints. I know recently, instead of getting one of the photos off my own phone, I actually recruited a friend to come take a picture of me and my kids with her phone and then send it to me because I'm sure you guys know we're going through kind of a big change in our life and I really wanted a picture of just me and my kids, a really great picture that just showed that we were together and could be a big piece of art in our new home. And that's exactly what Canvas People has been able to do for me. I just had her email me that picture and I uploaded it to Canvas People super simply, and they sent me this amazing work of art that I can have in my new home. With Canvas People, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. I'm so excited to be able to hang this up in my new home and let it be a reminder to me and my kids that we are together through everything. And this is where it gets really exciting. You guys, you're gonna love me for this because I know you're going to love Canvas People so much, and because they are so good to us here at Cultivating the Lovely, I have a special code for you that you can get an 11 by 14 canvas completely free. This is a $69.99 value. All you do is pay the shipping and handling. Get your own 11 by 14 Canvas People print for free by just visiting canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, and enter the code LOVELY in all caps. This is a special limited offer just for Cultivating the Lovely listeners. So go to canvaspeople.com today and use the code LOVELY for your free print. So, I mean, I started in dance when I was three. And so,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I danced for many years before I got into the theater. So that was kind of my lead in. I've always kind of been on the stage and done that sort of thing. And so, I mean, at three, I had to put on a full face of makeup for like our routines. And, you know, I mean, can you say toddlers and tiaras? I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like pageanty, but we all did have our makeup on, you know, so I was always exposed to it. But then on a daily basis, pretty much throughout elementary school, I was so pale that my mom would put blush on me every single morning, because if she didn't, I would get to school and the teacher would say, "Are you feeling okay?" And I would say, "Well, no, I'm not." And so I would get to go home because I was so sick, or looked so sick, even if I wasn't sick. And so to try to keep me at school, she would put blush on my face. And it got to the point even in sixth grade, like, well, that's a whole nother story with bullying and everything, but I would rub off the blush. Like, I just need to go home and pretend that I'm sick when I really wasn't. So, but then I think probably, well, I guess it was in sixth grade, I started doing more film work. And so, you know, I had been doing theater. Of course, you have to do your makeup for the theater. But when I started doing film work and I got my first industrial video, there was this makeup artist on set who would do my makeup every morning. And I just got to see, like, her, I mean, you want to talk about a caboodle. She had, like, I mean, cases of brushes and makeup and everything. And she was just, she loved her job and she was so good at it. And I loved just seeing all the different things that she could do with it and make you, I mean, in sixth grade, I was supposed to still look like a kid, but had to wear makeup for the filming. And so how she was able to just make me look natural, and I loved like all the different skills that she had for it. So then heading into seventh grade, it was when my mom said, okay, you can start to get some makeup, like start building your makeup repertoire. And so I remember we went to Nordstrom and there was this specific line that doesn't even really exist anymore. I think you can buy a little bit of it online. It was called Prescriptives. And I mean, it's not a natural brand, but what I will say they did well was they would color match your skin. And so they had all these different foundations with different undertones. And that was, I think, a huge thing for me to learn at a very young age, was what my actual skin undertones are, that I have red and blue undertones, because a lot of people have warmer skin. And so you can have those oranges and reds and yellows in their foundation, where if you put that on me, I look like an Oompa Loompa. And so it's a really bad deal. So it's been helped me to make good makeup choices and even figure out what eyeshadow colors work well on me and all of that sort of thing from a very young age. And then I just kept on rolling with it, really. And it was, I just built up, I like, it kind of became a hobby for me. I would, like, if I had money for a birthday or something, I would buy makeup. Like, I just enjoyed it. I would do friends makeup for dances, because I was asked to very few dances, so I would just go and do all of my friends' hair and makeup for the dances, and I loved it. It was so much fun. But then, you know, I had this huge collection of, it was high-end makeup, but it wasn't clean makeup. And so about the time I had Roman, I mean, so that was, you know, 12 years ago, and we were starting to get more crunchy, I was realizing, oh my goodness, there are no regulations for the cosmetic industry. Like,
yeah,
you
it's
have,
pretty bad.
Yeah, it's insane. Because, I mean, our skin is our biggest organ, and we have no idea what we're putting on it. And so that just was kind of a red flag to me, and that's when I started looking into more natural options. And so not everything I wear is completely natural, because I think that the cosmetics industry is still developing a lot in that area, but I've seen it come a long way in the 12 years since I've started pursuing wearing more natural makeup. And so I would say probably 95% of what I wear on my face is mineral based and clean. And I mean, I've done everything from finding these little boutique shops on Etsy to the bigger companies like Bare Minerals and that sort of thing. But even, I mean, once they start getting bigger, they tend to have more fillers in them.
Right,
and so
right.
That's why I'm so excited to be checking out Young Living's new line, because of course I love checking out all the new makeup things that come out. And if it's clean and it actually helps detox your skin, I'm just really looking forward to giving it a shot and kind of comparing it to other things. And I'll be talking about that in the Patreon group as well. But I'm really looking forward to it because I know that Young Living puts a lot of research into everything that they produce. They're not just going to throw a product out there just to get a product out there. And so I'm really looking forward to giving it a try. And I tried a few years ago. There was a company that was kind of, you know, it was an MLM it was a natural makeup company, but they never really took off with it. And so it ended up folding under, and it was like a line that I actually did like the makeup, but then it went away. And I hate when you find something you really like and then it disappears. And so I know with Young Living, that of course is not going to be an issue. So that's nice that they're just like really beginning, and I'm sure it's only going to build from here, which is exciting to see what they'll be coming out with and whatnot.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of my makeup journey. Like, I love to watch YouTube videos on different styles of makeup, and I mean, I branched out a few years ago and really changed the way I did my eyeliner, which when you've done it one way for a long time, it can feel kind of scary to do something that you feel like is really different and bold. But I love it. Now that I tried it, I'm like, oh my gosh, my eyes look so much bigger and I look more awake. And, you know, it's finding those things that actually work with your face. And I just love doing all of that.
Yay.
Yeah. So how did you end up getting, like, I mean, you'd never used makeup before. You found the line that you really liked and you were comfortable with. But where did you get your skills for putting it on?
Well, part of that was I actually met the gal, Melissa Pepping, who created the line.
Okay.
And so I met with her. I actually went up to her when we were in Utah, and I started sobbing in front of her. I'm like, Melissa, I know you put your heart and soul into this line. I was like, but I don't know what to wear. And I know that, you know, like, I'm just sobbing. And she was like, girlfriend, she just gave me a big hug. And so she's the one who initially color matched me. And she's like, when you get your makeover, this is what you're going to wear. And so I went, when I got my makeup done, I just drilled the makeup artist with questions. Like, why are you using that brush? What do you do here? What do you do here? And so that's how I first learned. But then what Young Living has actually done is there's a Facebook group where you can learn all different sorts of techniques. And then so there's that. And then we actually, one of my good friends, she actually used to be a makeup artist and has traveled the world doing makeup for people.
Wow.
So she taught me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I had like this living person right beside me, and she taught me how to do it. She came to my house, and her and this other gal that I discipled when she was in high school, like, practiced doing makeovers and taught me so much. But a lot of it, honestly, was just watching videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, Young Living came out with videos, like the 5-minute face, the savvy face. And so I just took those tips and just started doing it myself. And when I realized, like, especially with mineral makeup, it's so forgiving that I realized that it's not so much technique. It's just experimenting and seeing what you actually like on your face.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, and then I have since learned too that the different brushes help. And so, like, as Young Living has expanded the line, they've also added brushes. And so I bought those brushes at Christmas. And, you know, learned and kind of bit, my big one I've been experimenting with right now is bronzer, because I grew up, you know, in the grandma era where everyone wore blush.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends, who's just this just really sassy woman, I love her dearly. Her and her husband have a coffee roasting business, but anyway, she's very sassy and fun. She was like, "Jody, if you want to look tan, you need to wear bronzer. Like, it makes you look dark, like, and tan, and you have the skin for that. So look tan, girlfriend." So I switched to bronzer. No longer am I a blush girl, and it's amazing the difference, because it does give you more of that sun-kissed look. And then recently, the class I taught last Monday, I had to learn how to do the eyeshadow. And so I actually have these cards that teach me what, that tell me what to say at a class. And so I thought, well, maybe I should follow along myself. So I took the cards, and that's what I'm learning about, doing like these three layers of eyeshadow to make it either look dramatic or bold or natural. And so that's been fun. And then the next thing I'm going to try, and once again, it's just trial and error, watching videos, following the scripts to see what to do step by step, is I'm going to start working on eyeliner. And so they don't have a pencil, it's like an actual black mineral makeup. And you spray it with, they have a special spray that you spray it, and then you use a little tiny brush to put it on.
That's
So
what I
I'm
do.
going, yeah, that's what I'm going to experiment with next.
Fun. Well, I can't wait to see what you do. I would love to see if
I
you put videos out and stuff, because
will.
I am going to be putting videos out on like how I do my eyeliner and stuff. But yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Yeah,
So
I'm
what does
excited.
your morning routine, like you usually do a 5-minute face, what does it look like for you getting ready in the morning, and for facial care too, because that was a big part of my transition also, was using natural skincare products along with the makeup. So what do you do in the morning?
Right. So, yeah, skincare is definitely important, because especially for mineral makeup really needs a hydrated face in order for it to kind of cling to you. The reality is I get a shower about every other day. It's just how it works, because the shower day I'll dry my hair, and that means that I will have done my whole skincare routine. The non-shower day means I curl my hair with the wand. Really, I guess I'm probably a walking like product here. I actually went to, this was another growing moment for me. A Young Living has a beauty school, and so I went to this beauty school, and it was the most uncomfortable experience for me ever, because that was my seriously, because like that was my first world like of joining the club, and this is prior to the mineral makeup. And it was all about skincare, and that's where I learned how toxic a lot of the skincare products are. Like, I had no idea. Like a lot, like the women who have the headaches and their menstrual cycles are messed up, or brain fog, even acne. Like, a lot of that has to do with what they're putting on their epidermis. Like the largest, like you said, the largest organ of your body. And then just the effects, so that, and then the effects of aging and not hydrating your skin as you age, like, wow, it was eye-opening to me. So I started using, it's called Art, and it comes with, it's the Art skincare line. It comes in a little box. It's really nice, and it's so simple. So I wash my face with a gentle cleanser that's in there, and then I do the toner, and you only need like the size of a dime. And then there's this thing called Art Beauty Serum. And in that has got jasmine and neroli flower petals, a couple of other things in it that actually, like if you have liver spots, it actually lightens those. But then it helps really restore if there's any cellular damage in your skin, or you're losing tone. Like it really helps to firm that up. And it's all safe and non-toxic. And then I follow that with a light moisturizer, and I usually add like frankincense or lavender to that. So it not only smells good, but I'm also adding really supportive oils for my skin.
Absolutely.
So that's what I use during the day of a morning. And then at nighttime, believe it or not, I use, there's, they came out, Young Living came out with this seedlings line, and it's all for babies, non-toxic product for babies. And they have these lavender baby wipes that are amazeballs. And Oh my gosh, they smell good. People even use them for dryer sheets because they smell so good.
Oh, funny.
So I learned that you need to take your makeup off. Like, I know that probably
Yes.
sounds dumb, but I didn't know that. And
Because you never
so
wore any, you didn't have any
I
to take
know,
off.
right? So I'll use the actual baby wipe to take my makeup off and then wash my face again. And then a lot of t sometimes I just skip the toner and the beauty serum. And then I put Wolfberry eye cream, or just around like where you get crow's feet. I put it right there. And then there's a sheer, it's called Sheer Lumet. And it has a lot of the same things that the beauty serum has in it. But it's really good at night. It's a little bit heavier. That's why I like to wear it at night. And it just really restores, and it feels like putting satin all over your face. It's amazing.
Oh, nice.
And then about every other day, or maybe every 4 days, it's more realistic, I do what's called the satin mint facial scrub. And so I'll get my face wet first when I get in the shower, and I do the gentle cleanser, and then I put this like scrub on my face, and your face just tingles because it's got peppermint in it. Oh, it's
Ooh,
amazing.
nice.
And then wash and do my hair and stuff like that, and then take it off. So that's kind of my actual skincare routine. And the one thing that's really important too that I think women need to know is you also need to make sure like you're doing your neck and your chest. Like, a lot of times people forget that, but if you ignore that, it kind of is going to get all leathery looking as you get old. Well, you don't want like a leathery chest, like awkward, like awkward.
Oh, that's so true. You can really tell the age of a person by looking at their neck. Well, you've got quite the skincare routine that I wasn't expecting from you, given your
Yeah,
history.
I
That's
know. Well, I just learned so much at that beauty school I went to, and I thought, well, there's a lot of other women who did that I didn't really quite understand, but I mean, my skin just feels better. Like it doesn't feel dry and makes me feel more awake and alert. And I mean, this is the only face I got, so like, should probably take care of it. Turning 40 really woke me up. I thought, I need to stay youthful. And with just things going on with my husband's health, I was like, I have to take care of myself. And so skin was the first one I started taking care of.
Yeah, that was, I think, when I first started making my transition into crunchy living, the skincare was basically the first thing I did. I went through and got rid of all of our just conventional body washes and shampoos and everything and really, really went a whole new direction with that. I think it's, I mean, we've talked about it on previous shows. I know I talked about it in Erin Odom's Crunchy Show, but it's like you kind of have to figure out that thing that you're most interested in so that you can kind of run with it. Because if you're trying to do what somebody else is interested in, you're not gonna be as committed. But hey, if skincare is the thing that would help you to take more crunchy steps, then that's a good first place to start for sure. Right now, my skincare routine is a little bit less than yours. I would like for it to be more, but I just haven't been able to afford it as of late. But I do, I've always washed my face at night. This has kind of been a running joke on many podcasts, if you guys have
Yeah,
probably
do tell.
heard. Well, because like my friend Rebecca, who's been on the show before, and I refer to in many episodes, she never used to wash her face. And then we became friends. I was like, say what, girl? You gotta wash your face. And so she has started doing that more. And she's been finding all sorts of fun products that I've been loving hearing about and whatnot. But for me, I've always washed my face at night. And then usually just put on like a simple moisturizer. My favorite way actually to wash my face is to oil cleanse my face. I love it. I got a sample sent to me in, I think it was back when I did Ipsy or Birchbox or one of those, and it was this brand called Tatcha, which is a Japanese brand, and it had all these amazing oils put together that you just rub it on your dry face, and then you use just warm water to take the oil, kind of melt the oil off, and then dry your face. And I've never had anything take my makeup off as well as an oil cleanser. Like my mascara, everything. I never have dark circles under my eyes from any residue. I just absolutely love it. Well, Tatcha is like super expensive. And so after I ran out, I was like, oh, I don't know of another brand that would be less expensive but still relatively clean. And then I found that Trader Joe's has an oil cleanser that's like under $5. And
really?
So, yes. And so I've been using that for probably the last 6 months and I love it. I only use about one pump to wash my face every night and it works great. And And I also feel like with the oil, it's not just like stripping my skin of everything inside of it. It just is taking off of what needs to be taken off. And so I swear by an oil cleanser. And then I just use like a basic light moisturizer, although I'm thinking I need to up my moisturizer game. But then in the morning, I use the moisturizer as well. I like to use like a vitamin C serum when I have one. And I just, I keep it pretty basic. I don't wash my face in the morning. I just rinse my face off to kind of leave the natural oils intact. And then I just put on the moisturizer and the vitamin C serum and move on with my makeup. So, and yeah, I would say that my makeup routine, like the general, what I generally wear is probably like a 10-minute face. I would say that's probably what it is because I do like to have my eyeliner and all of that kind of stuff. Like, I don't normally go out in public without a good foundation of makeup just because it makes me feel better about myself. And I feel like I live in, it's not a small town, but you know, you think it's small when you realize you run into people all the time. And I just always, I want to be prepared to run into people. And so I feel better about myself when I have it on. But, you know, people see me all the time, like Insta-storying and Facebook Living and everything with totally nothing on and my hair in a messy bun. So it's not like I can't present myself that way. I just feel like I like to be pulled together. I also have this, like, silly, I think that a lot of homeschool moms and stay-at-home moms, they get, like, this reputation for only wearing workout gear and a messy bun. And I'm like bound and determined to not fit that stereotype, which is just silly, but it's true. And so I like to make sure that I'm like pulled together, that I put some effort into it when I'm going out. So
I completely understand.
You do feel more confident and you feel like, I don't know, sometimes I need to be able to feel like I'm rocking it at something at life. You know, and everything else is kind of falling apart around me. So, I mean, I think that kind of is a good basis for how we got started with makeup and developed it. And if people want more information, they can definitely check out the show notes to this episode for links to all the different products that we mentioned. You can check out that new Young Living brand that has the kit that you can just get started. If you just are wanting to transition to natural makeup or you want to start with makeup for the first time at all, that would be a really good basic way to just get you in the door and kind of help you hit the ground running would be with that Young Living kit. But we'll have links to all that stuff in the show notes. And so, Jody, how are you cultivating loveliness right now?
Well, a couple of ways that I'm pretty excited about. I'm once again bringing up Young Living, but it's just become like a one drop changed our life. So
yeah,
we had a man come up who is an educator for Young Living, and he came and up to Indy and did this yoga class for us.
Ooh,
and
nice.
We had met with him down in Florida when we were on vacation. And he said, you know what, Jody and Brian, I want to mentor you guys for a year.
Wow.
And I like just about fell out of my chair because I've always wanted someone to mentor me. And I've never had anyone mentor me. And I mean, like for a year, like Sky is amazing. And so he's given me a series of challenges to do.
Ooh.
And so one of them was to really work on my self-care. And so I have been doing yoga almost every day.
Nice.
And instead of viewing it as a sport, Like, that's kind of what I always thought it was. So it wasn't like enjoyable to me because I felt like it had to be painful. And if I didn't stretch far enough, like I hadn't done a good job. And I really learned that yoga is supposed to be relaxing and calming and kind of beautiful. And so I'm doing yoga retreat. One of my girlfriends set me up. It's like it's a Beachbody thing. And it's yoga retreat. I ended up getting like the all online stuff. I don't want to have to deal with DVDs and stuff. And so I set that up in our schoolroom, and I try and do it alone. It doesn't always happen that way. And I just put some oils on and just breathe deep. And I never realized like how breathing deep is like really good for you. And then like it's calming. And I should know that because when we did the natural childbirth, like it was all about breathing. And so I'm really trying to take care of myself in that way. And I've lost 14 pounds since the start of the new year. That's exciting. And I just got done doing the Master Cleanse, and that was a phenomenal experience. And I just feel so much better having done that. And so, like all the self-care and cultivating the lovely, like it's been all about adding some new, really healthy and safe routines. And then, like, I even went and my husband's out of town, but I took all four kids and we went to this gal and she gave me this massage. It's called an extract and it really moves things through your lymphatic system, which I need because of the weight loss and the yoga and the Master Cleanse, just getting all the toxins out. And like, that was huge for me because I've canceled a couple times on her on getting a massage because I just feel guilty. Like, doing anything like that because I feel like I'm imposing on the person giving me a massage. I'm, like my kids are having to wait for me. Like I just always feel guilty about it. And that's something I think all of us as moms or as women really need to give ourselves some grace and that God didn't design us and put us on this earth just to be a slave to laundry and chores and meals and stuff like that. Like, we are supposed to enjoy life. That doesn't mean everything is fun and magical and unicorn-like, but like we're supposed to be able to enjoy the things, the beautiful things that he's given us. And that's why I think your podcast and all the cultivating the lovely stuff, like you're really encouraging moms and women to really, really take the time to invest in themselves and really that affects all the people around them
It
to give
really
more, you
does.
know?
It
So
absolutely does.
thank you for making that a priority
Oh.
and for doing those things because it's really important for all these women who are listening to do the things to take care of themselves. Because if you're not filling up yourself and taking care of yourself, you get to the point where it's really hard to give to others, or you feel grouchy giving to others. And it
Absolutely.
should come from, that joy, the joy of the Lord. It should come from that place because we've filled up our tank, then we can give to others.
I totally agree. And it's so easy to minimize those things and to make them seem not important because there's all these other practical things that we have to get done. But when we're able to either make the practical things more lovely or add some lovely in the mix, I just think that it makes a huge difference to our overall demeanor and it helps us to not reach that burnout level, which can absolutely happen.
So what are you doing to cultivate the lovely?
Well, kind of similar, actually. I'm surprised that it was as much of what you were saying. I've just been through a lot of stress and all that kind of thing, and I could tell that it's just been wearing on my body. And I've been getting sick, not like getting colds and stuff, but I can just tell that my body isn't functioning well, and that I mean, just from stress, have lost a lot of weight that I shouldn't be losing. And, it just wears on your body. And also just realizing that, oh my goodness, okay, in the last 12 years, I've had four kids and I've just been constantly pregnant and breastfeeding, and my body has become depleted, and I haven't had any sort of cleansing or detoxification from all the things that have happened. I mean, I noticed even like after progressive children, like within 6 months, I would end up with crazy cavities in my teeth and all those kinds of things, because I think that my body just became so depleted. And so now that I'm not doing those things, I'm realizing like, okay, it's time that I really kind of have to be an adult and do some things that I don't necessarily enjoy, like eating a certain way or getting more serious about being active. And just even, I want to talk to you about that cleanse thing, because I need to cleanse for sure. But just like actually doing the hard things, like my dad, my parents are really into like health and nutrition and everything. And out of all the crunchy things, I wrote a post about this at the beginning of February, but out of all the crunchy things, like food is the hardest one for me. Like I just, I'm kind of picky. I have texture things, like has to be like certain flavors I just can't handle. And so it's the hardest one for me to make major revisions in. And I love sugar. Like if I'm just being honest, I do. And so, but my parents are into the health thing, which it's been good for me to be living around them, because it's helped us to simplify the way that we're eating a little bit. And my dad made these shakes the other morning, or like, you know, smoothies, and it was the nastiest thing ever. And it had like banana in it, and banana is like, I can't handle banana. But I just sat down and I was like, I'm going to power this baby down. And I just like sucked it down, because I knew like this is good for me. And sometimes, kind of like you were saying, you know, like we have to do the hard things that are good for us. Like self-care isn't always fun and happy. Like sometimes it's just a matter of doing the adulting that needs to be done so that you can feel better. And so that's, it's a kind of a hard lovely for me right now, but I've definitely been trying to invest more into what I'm putting into my body and how I'm using my body. I haven't gotten into the yoga yet, but my mom does yoga. And if I can find a chance, then I'm hoping to maybe start doing it a little bit with her. We really want to take an aerial yoga class.
Those look so magical.
So fun.
I so want to do that. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to try to figure out a time when maybe we could go do that or something. Just, I know it'll be easier too as we get farther into spring and it's, you know, warmer out, to be able to go for walks and that sort of thing. In the dead of winter here, it's just so hard to want to get out and be active. But I am hoping to kind of continue on this wellness journey sort of throughout this year is a big part of my loveliness and my self-care.
And and you've really laid that out to keep doing it with what's on deck for the rest of the year.
Yeah. We're really going to be hitting on a lot of those things in Patreon. We're going to, I think it's July, we're going to be talking about what we're eating and how we're moving and yeah, just really trying to be intentional about taking care of ourselves. Well, thank you for joining me. It was so much fun to chat with you as usual.
Always.
And yeah, I did want to mention our specific link. If you want to check out Jody's site with links to any of those products that she mentioned, you can go to jodymckenna.com/lovely. And then, of course, we'll have everything in the show notes as well.
Exciting.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Yep. All right, ladies, that's it for today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed this kind of fun talk about makeup with Jody McKenna. If you want to hear more about the Savvy Minerals line or get in touch with Jody, be sure to head over to jodymckenna.com/lovely. She's got all the information there for you to get set up with it. And if you want to see my review coming up in March, then be sure that you go sign up for Patreon. All throughout the month on Patreon, I will be doing videos on different ways to do your makeup, have facial care, and all kinds of fun stuff. I'm really excited, you guys. I know I keep talking about this, but March is the month I've been so looking forward to, because it's all about makeup. And so if you want more info, you want to learn how to freshen up your face, then be sure to head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Okay, you guys, thanks for leaving your ratings and reviews in iTunes. Be sure to join us in the Facebook group. Be sure to follow Jody and I on Instagram @boldturquoise and @jodymckenna.com. And until next week, when I am back with Leah Bowden, go be bold and gracious.